John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Clean on the outside, but filthy and diseased on the inside. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
Are you out of your mind?
What? We are.
Rockets!
Getting your dog.
That tape is loud, isn't it?
Are you out of your mind?
Guy sounds very upset.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
How are you? It's time for the news now with our friend Johnny Ringo. Hi, Johnny.
Johnny!
That is your new DJ name, JR.
Johnny like Ringo.
Johnny Ringo.
I'm good. There's another recall, though, this evening. If your child has a toy called Aqua Dots, you might want to make that one disappear. Aqua Dots is a big pen that releases small beads filled with glue. Kids use it like a bedazzler to decorate stuff.
Yeah.
Made in China, this toy may be contaminated with, not lead. Not contaminated with lead, the date rape drug GHB.
Oh, God.
One of the glue's ingredients is gamma hydroxybutyric acid. U.S. officials are checking here after several children in Australia were hospitalized after swallowing these beads.
I will be spending the weekend at Toys R Us.
Collecting Aqua Dots.
Hello, darling. I am here at a singles bar.
Would you like to bedazzle your jean jacket? Make sure you lick it after it's bedazzled.
So it's not just lead, and it's not just China. Mattel is now recalling over 150,000 toys made in Mexico.
See.
Mattel's Fisher-Price is recalling the...
Why does everybody hate me so much?
Okay, hold on. Where's the other one I was looking for? Where's...
Clay Aiken. No, exactly.
Gracias.
There you go.
See.
There you go.
They're recalling the Laugh and Learn kitchen toys because their small parts break off easily, presenting a choking hazard.
Gracias.
And there have been nearly 50 cases of
that. Buenos dias.
Already.
Oh, I hate those choking hazards.
Oh, and get this. Police departments across the country are being alerted to a new kind of drug that hasn't been outlawed yet. The kids who do this drug say it's like a combination of cocaine and LSD, and that the high lasts for days.
Hey, kids, how you doing?
Hey, happy holidays.
The new drug is called, among other things, Jenkum.
Can you get it on the internets?
Jenkum, 30 points.
Oh, it's a homemade drug, Don. It's a combination of both kinds of human waste.
Buzz, I must tell you something. This passed my email machine 2 days ago, and I do believe it is the stuff of urban legends.
No, actually, it's not. No, there are police department bulletins in both Oklahoma and in Florida.
I saw the one from Florida, and when it was sent to me, it was sent with a carbon copy. What were you?
CC'd?
CC.
Yes.
CC Rider.
There was an attachment.
Oh, C.
I said C.
CC Rider.
Anyway, when I got it, there was an attachment that said the Florida one was bogus.
And the problem about Oklahoma is it's full of rubes.
Well, if the one in Florida is bogus and the one in Oklahoma is bogus, then the story's bogus, too.
Well, Mr. Spicoli,
yes.
Isn't this really our time?
Learning about Cuba, having some food.
Hey, it's not my birthday.
This isn't a birthday party for me.
I know that, dude. Anyway, Buzz, I didn't mean to take the wind out of your sails.
Okay, actually, you haven't. I still believe it. I've seen pictures of the manufacturing process and the whole thing.
I did, too, and it looked to me like something that was a well-put-together hoax.
Well, here's the red flag right here. Did you say two kinds of human waste?
Yes.
Kids take number two and number one and put them in balloons.
They put it in a bottle.
To ferment them.
In the sun.
Yeah.
And then they top the bottle with a balloon. And when the balloon fills up with the gas that's created by the fermentation process, then the balloon is removed and you inhale the gas from the balloon.
You know, maybe my buddy, I got the email from a buddy of mine.
Well, especially just hear me out here. It sounds to me like, if you're getting people to do that around the country, it'd be a great hoax.
Yeah. Now,
you're getting people, and basically they smell, poo.
My buddy in Tampa Bay did send me this a couple days ago and said, "Hey, this is going around. It's kind of a goof on our show."
I would imagine that people out in our listening audience might have a little clue as to whether this is indeed an urban legend.
Whatever station he works on. Let me see if I can find the email.
I've actually been watching this for a couple of days myself. I'm still convinced it's real.
You think they're actually getting high from that?
I haven't tried it.
Are those the only ingredients?
Yeah. And the fermentation from that, the gas then goes into the balloon. You inhale the gas. The trend is reportedly catching on and spreading in spite of the fact that users say that not only does the high last for days, so does the taste of sewage.
Oh, God.
Let me pull up my mail.
Nasty. Nasty, nasty.
Well, I'll look into it some more tomorrow, but like I said, I've been watching it. I believe it to be real.
Hold on a second. Wrong way. Buzz, keep looking. I'll find it.
Sure. Meanwhile, this is relevant today to us. Science and the media are sending a mixed message about fatness. Last week, a new study showed that obesity is now more deadly than smoking. British scientists said that smoking takes 10 years off your life, but obesity takes away 13 years. They pointed to the huge increase in heart attack, stroke, and diabetes. But today, a U.S. government study says being overweight does not necessarily increase the risk of cancer or heart disease. It admits that being overweight means more diabetes and kidney disease, but the study also says that the extra padding may actually ward off a host of other deadly illnesses.
I could live forever.
How about that?
CDC researchers say it's not a one-size-fits-all rule. They say the obesity problem has simply been exaggerated.
Bring me the fat suit.
The study argues that a lot of our weight is muscle and bone.
Darn right it
is. We're big boned, is what the government is saying.
Yeah.
And that, say researchers, wards off things like TB, Alzheimer's, emphysema, pneumonia, and injuries in general.
I'm going to go back to the guy at the clothing store and say, I ain't getting polio.
There was the recent story of a European man who survived a 40-foot fall without injury because of his fat.
I hate my email. I swear to God I do. I don't know.
A lot of doctors are angry about the study, saying it sends the wrong message just at a time we don't need it. But there it is today in the AMA Journal. 2/3 of Americans are considered overweight. Half of those are considered clinically obese.
Well, it cinches my evening plans for tonight. Fried chicken.
And candy.
Buzz, hold on. I do see the lines ringing.
Okay, good. I can't wait to hear.
They're about the poop drug. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
PD.
Hey, I know you guys don't like Michael Savage, but he was talking about that yesterday, the kids getting high off of excrement.
Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't mean that Michael Savage couldn't have been fooled into this whole thing, too. Yeah, duped into the duty.
Yeah, and Michael Savage, I mean, if Michael Savage says it's true, then I'd be inclined not to believe it.
Right. Oh, and here's what Michael Savage also had to say.
I thought that I was cool enough in the black world to be able to use that word.
Michael Savage. I keep getting all my racists mixed up.
Michael Savage is like Dog the Bounty Hunter with black hair. He really is.
Anyway, I cannot find the email or the CC or the attachment.
I'll do more checking.
My apologies.
I'll let you know what I find.
Buzz, don't do more checking. Do more experimenting.
No, I don't care to try this one.
Is the balloon full yet, Buzz?
Only half full.
Or so you leave it in the hot sun?
The bottle of mixed human waste.
Okay, right there, it seems to me. You leave that out there and you're getting people to sniff it.
At the very best, it's going to be methane.
Exactly what it's going to be.
If you could get high off number one and number two, don't you think cavemen would have figured that out? And I'm not talking about the TV show.
They didn't have balloons.
They didn't have insurance either.
Well, the list is growing today of shows that have shut down production because of the writer's strike.
Hey, what's the name of it again, Buzz? Give me the name of the...
Jenkem.
Spell it.
Jenkem.
You're saying you believe the stories, but I mean, in your chemical knowledge, don't you think it could be BS?
It could be.
Pardon the pun, Mike. Well, I'll tell you right now that the very first thing that comes up when you Google it is Wikipedia.
Beware the land of the hoax.
Jenkem is an inhaled gas which can result in disassociation and hallucinations made from fermented sewage. In Encyclopedia Dramatica says Jenkem is a drug popular with N-word and American middle schoolers, although they spell the N-word in a different way. On Google, the increasing popularity of the drug is shocking in America.
Shocking.
I was very surprised how messed up the Jenkem got me. I was higher than I had ever been. Hold on. What is this one?
I was higher than I'd ever been.
Here's an urban legends reference pages. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Oh,
Snopes. Okay.
Snopes.
Bulletin warns of a new drug called Jenkem, made by fermenting raw sewage.
So don't cook it.
This is exactly the thing that I got. Okay, click here for bulletin. Yeah, slang terms Winnie,
mm-hmm.
like Winnie the Pooh.
And some you can't read.
S-word. Runners. Fruit from a crack pipe. Leroy Jenkins. Butt hash.
And, butt hash.
And waste. You gotta click there. Okay, hold on a second. Jenkum is the common name given to an inhalant made by fermenting raw sewage. I think it's...
Here's a story I have.
Crap.
It says from ABC News, quoting a DEA spokesman, "We don't know if it's real or a hoax." So even the experts don't know right
now. Oh, you should be coming on pretty soon, dude. How much do you smoke?
This will be a little Jenkum. Demonstration of that. That was my skull. I'm so wasted.
Jenkum.
What is this stuff?
Jenkum, man.
Does that cause brain damage?
Only if you take it like every day for a month.
Bitchin'.
This is a good sentence here.
All subjects who used the Jenkum disliked the taste of sewage in their mouth. And the fact that taste continued for several days.
That surprises me.
Wow.
Buzz, I don't believe
And then when
it.
You go to the dinner table, you had to sit down with your parents and you say, "Hey, wipe that ass-eating grin off your face."
Let me see. If you Google it, there's a whole lot, but they all look like, again, if you'll pardon the pun, BS.
You know, I bet it's flammable, whatever it is.
Oh, I'm sure. And I'm sure you're right about the methane. And I also wonder that if you inhaled methane without any oxygen in it, and held it in your lungs, if in fact that wouldn't create this effect.
Or kill you.
Yeah, one of the two.
All right, let's see. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I don't know if that stuff is BS, but it certainly is BM.
All right, everybody wants to play.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
The anytime, just like in your septic tank, fermentation would happen, and a byproduct would be carbon dioxide, which you can get high on.
Well, then how come people haven't been going to their backyards and sticking their heads in their septic tanks?
You know, up in Maine, we had the guy come out and work on our septic tank, and I always wondered why he dangled his feet over the tank and ate his bag lunch.
Wouldn't your Roto-Rooter guy be, like, high as hell all the time?
Have you ever met your Roto-Rooter guy? Hey, man, no, I'm not.
Hello.
CO2 wouldn't make you high, would it, Buzz?
If there's no oxygen with
Don and Mike, hello.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi there.
Hey, I hate to burst any bubbles, so to speak.
or balloons.
But it's definitely an urban legend. I was reading about that, and the top cop in the jurisdiction that put out the bulletin said he has seen no examples of anybody doing that in his district. He only put that out as a precautionary measure. And the person in at least the main video on the internet said he did it just as a lark, and he would not want anyone to think he was actually inhaling BM and urine to get high. It was a spoof.
That's what my friend from Tampa sent me.
He's 100% right, and so are you.
Did you see the guy in the video?
Yeah, I did.
It was Dan Dierdorf.
Actually, it's a
this
little.
This is not the best tie I've ever had.
It's a little kid wearing like a Wonder Years shirt, sitting in the backyard with a big bottle with a long neck on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a hoax.
What I like to do is I like to put the BM and the number one and Mentos and Diet Coke.
Make a fountain.
Yeah, exactly.
Hold it. There she blows.
With eggs on top.
Those Mentos never taste the same, though.
Well, I'm going to keep watching the story anyway. We have, yes?
You should not be disheartened. You know who I heard is very into the Stephen Colbert.
But only in South Carolina.
More about him in a minute. Here are the shows that have shut down production so far because of the writer's strike. 30 Rock, ER, Desperate Housewives, Lost, the CBS Monday night comedies, including Christine and 2.5 Men, along with Back to You and several others. If your shows...
Oh, wait.
Yes?
Did you say Back to You?
I did.
That's it.
Oh, writers.
If your shows weren't on the list, they likely will be soon.
Take me now, Jesus.
I saw Ellen crossing the picket line.
Right? She didn't do a monologue yesterday, though, in honor of the writer's strike.
Yeah, that's not doing it the right way, in my opinion. You got to honor your homies.
You're telling me there's going to be no new episodes of that fantastic show, Back to You? How will we survive, Mike?
I don't know.
There's a new one tonight. I recommend you TiVo it and watch it over and over again.
Hallelujah.
As I do anyway, Buzz.
Advertisers are now looking at either pulling their ads or demanding additional runs of their commercials to make up for the viewers lost during reruns.
Or they could move them into radio.
How about this for an idea for a reality show, Jenko Island.
Jenko Island. Island.
Yes, Jenkum Island, excuse me.
Each of your tribe mates will be given a mason jar.
Or like Kid Nation, Jenkum Nation.
There you go.
If they do get additional runs, they can make a lot of Jenkum.
The amazing Jenkum.
Well, this is where the strike starts to cost the networks money and no new talks are scheduled.
Now we're going to get the whole thing. Pardon the Jenkum.
American Jenkum.
Good morning, Jenkum. It's time for Regis and Jenkum.
Hey, wait a minute. Carla's favorite show.
What's that?
The biggest Jenkum.
The last Jenkum with Carson Daly.
My name is...
Last Jenkum standing. Now, Buzzhead, well, my name is Jenkum.
My name is Jenkum. Oh, it's a shame that's not true.
Yeah.
Well, there's just no other way. When there's just no lawful way to subdue a violent suspect, police have at their disposal now the taser. Whenever I get a new toy, I tend to overuse
taser.
I tend to overuse it, but that could just be me. In Chicago, police are under fire for using a taser on a perp who came at them swinging a hammer.
Taser.
The perp was an 82-year-old woman who stands 5'1" when she's not convulsing on the ground from 50,000 volts.
Yeah, I see fish.
Hey, Granny.
That bitch!
Tracy Taylor says her 160-pound grandmother has the dementia. The police department in Gwinnett County, Georgia, just outside of Atlanta, says its policy allows officers to tase even a 5-year-old. The question came up after police there zapped a handcuffed 14-year-old trick-or-treater.
Got some jenkum in your throat?
A little jenkum there, indeed. Earlier this year, a 6-year-old boy got tased in Miami.
That's where you had your funeral home down there in Gwinnett County.
Oh, yeah. Well, Don and I ran that business into the ground.
We got such a bad rap just because how many thousands of bodies?
Yeah, I mean, really, it's cost a lot of money to dig.
And listen,
under 2,000.
We were high on jenkum.
We were.
That's a good.
And, you know, if you walked in those bodies, you get that jenkum high, too.
That's true.
Decomposition.
Homeland Security's inappropriate Halloween when we continue.
All right, Buzzy, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They webbed you. That means you got the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Dude Walker. Our website, donandmikewebsite.com. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to try to play Can You Get to 10?
All right.
We've not done that in a long time.
True.
Robbie is working on scheduling a very rare occurrence of Isn't That Something? How About That? I'll be a goddamn monkey's uncle, horse's ass.
Wonderful.
And we also have a documentary called White Nationalism.
Really?
We can learn about things.
Yeah. So we'll be able to.
I just finished it.
Otherwise, known as the Rob Spiewak story.
In America. In America. What is it?
I think it's White Power in America, White Power Today.
Are the kids still calling for it?
Let me see if it's on.
Only if they're hopped up on Jenkum.
Let's go to our Jenkum lines, Mike, and find out of all the area high schools
okay.
What the song is.
Still on the top 20.
They've requested the most today.
KCBQ.
There they are. They're surrounded by jars.
And balloons.
With poo and number one. They're very high.
White power for America. White power today. White power
we heard
for
it.
America.
We heard it.
Before it gets too late.
We heard it.
White power.
We heard it.
You haven't really heard it until you've heard him sing it.
Yeah, really.
Thank you.
Next time you could drum.
Thank you to the Rockville Rams. The Rockville Rams were the high school with the most votes today.
Go
thank
Rams.
You, kids.
Second place was the Annandale Adams.
Hi there. Hi, Ringo.
This is timely, hey, actually. Hi.
Johnny Ringo.
Johnny Ringo.
That's your full name. My name is going to... Now, my morning zoo name is Shoot.
You're Shoot, and
I got to be Steve Shoot.
I'm Liver.
You got to be like you got to come up with a first name.
Mike. Kurt Liver.
I'm Steve Shoot.
I'm Kurt Liver.
I'm Johnny Ringo.
Kid Frank Hitler.
No, you're still just, and I'm Kid Hitler.
Yeah, but my middle name is Frank.
No, I like just Kid Hitler with two names.
Kid F Hitler.
K H.
Mm-hmm. I'm Steve Shoot,
and I'm Kurt Liver.
And I'm Johnny
Ringo.
Ringo, thank you.
And Kid Hitler.
I think it's fine. Print it. Take it upstairs to the fat man.
Johnny it's a Jenko weekend.
Woo.
At 106.7.
Who needs some Jenkum?
Listen for the sound of the fart.
Woo!
Beat caller number 25. And win. Win the special formula.
I'm Michael Scott Jenkum.
It's not so much news that a Homeland Security worker here in Washington wore a Halloween costume that included dreadlocks, dark makeup, and a prison jumpsuit. It's not even so much news that he's being disciplined. What is news is that the costume won first prize at the department's Halloween party.
Hey.
There are reports today it was Barack Obama's people who got comedian Stephen Colbert kicked off the ballot. Colbert was planning to run for president, but only on one state's ballot in his home state of South Carolina. He had planned to run as both a Republican and a Democrat, but the Republican fee was too high at $35,000, and the Democrats just told him to go away. Today, we might know why. The Democrats say their criteria includes some in-state campaigning. Colbert did his from a New York TV studio. They say a candidate also has to be electable and that Colbert is not, even though his poll numbers were higher than some of the real candidates. In other real candidate news, Hillary has lost a lot of her big lead over Obama following last week's debate, and fringe candidate Ron Paul set a fundraising record this week, $4 million in a single day. And finally, the first rule of responsible drug abuse is always pay your dealer.
Jenkum.
A 19-year-old in Illinois didn't, and two guys showed up at his house to collect the money or the weed right now. Trouble was, the 19-year-old's friends had stolen his weed and left him there to deal with the angry sellers.
What about weed? Is there going to be any weed?
The 20 and 21-year-olds who were there to collect kept their debtor captive for 8 hours. And to get the money or the goods, they tortured him by paddling him, shaving his head, dousing him with urine, and burning him with hot cookies fresh out of the oven. Then they took every penny the guy had, all $6 of it.
Wow.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No. Relatively speaking, how much would that hurt? If someone took a cookie that just came out of the oven and put it on your skin.
Hurt like hell.
Don't leave a mark.
Yeah, I bet it would be nasty.
Especially if they had chips of metal in them.
They couldn't do that to me, though.
No? Why's that, Mike?
I'd eat them before they got them. They had them on my skin. Only if Carla was asleep.
Good night, Carla.
Burn your tongue.
And I just realized, you can make that stuff yourself.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, I could, absolutely.
Jenkum, I mean.
Yeah, then you don't have to worry about 21-year-olds burning you with cookies.
You really wouldn't want to have someone else's.
You'll never be able to outlaw it.
I bet someone else's would work fine.
It would be odd, though.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you.
Good day to
Good
you.
Good day to you, sir.
My Jenkum has corn in it.
I'm so wasted.
This is some great Tony Diggs.
Man, this is great ass.
Hey, don't Bogart all that Jeff Lockridge.
Oh, man. Wow, that's an overdose.
All right, bye then.
This is the Don and Mike Show.